the rest of the story. John Clem had been with the 22nd Massachusetts Regiment for more than 2 years now. He had faced every imaginable danger on the battlefields of the Civil War. Even had a load of Army equipment blasted right out of his hands by a Confederate cannonball during the Battle of Shiloh. But nothing had prepared him for the intimate horror of September 20, 1863, the Battle of Chickamauga. The 22nd Massachusetts was catching hell. Infantry was being captured en masse. Amid the cacophonous mayhem, John Clem heard the voice of a Confederate officer booming, "Surrender!" Without stopping to consider his options or his odds, John ran as fast as he could. The officer was pursuing him on horseback and squeezed off a couple of shots and shouted again for the soldier to give himself up. Well, John halted and then turned slowly, as if reluctantly obeying the command, and their eyes met. And for a seeming eternity, with artillery fire and bellows of anger and screams of the dying echoing all around them, John Clem and the gray-coated officer gazed into each other's souls. It was only for an instant, really, but it would live forever in the battlefields of John's dreams, because in the next instant, John jerked his rifle to his shoulder and pulled the trigger, and half of the Reb's head blew away. And John turned and ran again, even harder this time, until he spied a heap of contorted corpses. There was only one way to escape, he told himself. Pretend to be shot and topple onto the pile of bodies, and then wait until nobody was looking and hightail it back behind the Union lines. And this John did. For his valor at the Battle of Chickamauga, John Clem was promoted to corporal, and thereafter he would be captured once and wounded twice. But even after the war was over, his life in the United States Army was only beginning. John finally resigned a major general in 1916. And yet all through his many and various military experiences, he would remain haunted, awake or asleep, he would remain haunted by a pair of Confederate eyes, alight and alive and quizzically expressed, only a moment before John closed them forever. You see, impressionable minds and tender hearts just naturally go together, and yet what such a mind readily absorbs, such a heart cannot hope to explain. In history texts, the American War between the States is often subtitled the Brothers' War. And yet so young were so many of the soldiers who fought and died in the battles of blue and gray that they may also be said to comprise a children's crusade and something more. All of your life you've heard majestic issues applied to that otherwise unconscionable conflict, and yet looming over all was an almost palpable insanity, perhaps no better illustrated than by the attempted capture of John Glenn, whereupon the Confederate officer chasing him, about to be killed by him, shouted, "Surrender, surrender, you damned little Yankee." Indeed, Private John Clem, 60 pounds, 30 inches tall, age 12. Now you know the rest of the story.